We come to you once again by your mercy and your grace. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the precious and mighty name of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Holy Spirit, feed my hungry soul. Give me light, for in your light I see light. I receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we continue our study, Jesus and the ministry of deliverance. Now, in the scripture, we can study that anyone can have a demon or many demons if they open the door. That's why the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, do not give a place for the devil. If we open the door, then God cannot protect us. He just comes inside. Now, I'm not going to those points where how and when we can open the door, but I'm just saying, most of those people whom Jesus delivered from demons were religious Jews. These Jews were forbidden to practice witchcraft or idolatry. If any Jew is caught worshipping an idol, he or she knows that it means death. The penalty for that sin is death. They will be stoned to death. They know that. But these Jews were normal people. They had their jobs. They had their families. Some were fishermen, the others were carpenters. They were not criminals or murderers or lunatics. They attended week after week in the synagogue, worshipped the Lord, sang songs, listened to the scriptures, like many of these Christians who come on Sundays. Are you listening? Yet Jesus cast out not some, thousands of demons from those Jews. Yes, those very Jews. Now Matthew 8:16. When evening has come, they brought unto him many that were demonized. The King James says possessed is the wrong translation. With evil spirits. He cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Many that were demonized, or many who had evil spirits. Mark 1:34. And he healed many that were sick of diverse diseases and cast out many evil spirits or demons. Watch that word, many. Now these were the Jews that I mentioned just now, ordinary people who attended the synagogue week after week. Mark 6:12. And they went out and preached that men should repent, and they cast out many demons. Not some, many. Mind you, they did not go anywhere. They ministered within the Jewish people. Acts 8:7. Now this is evangelist Philip. Acts 8:7. For unclean spirits crying out with loud voice. Why crying out with loud voice? They usually come out through the mouth. Came out of many, not some, many that were demonized with spirits, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. So brothers and sisters, many preachers or pastors or anybody, they say, you know what they say? The demons are only found in the third world countries. They say that. Well, It is, you know, the English people, the people who are in England, it is difficult for them to believe that the demons are in England, but they will believe that the demons are in Africa or in Jamaica. And the French people will say the demons are in England, but they are not in France. They don't want to accept that. Or the Canadians or Americans will say, wait, well, demons are in Japan or in India or in Sri Lanka. They won't accept that there are demons in Canada or America. But the fact is the demons are everywhere. Everywhere. But preachers preach this way and that they are deceived. The church is deceived. You know what? The church has believed the lie of the devil that only a criminal or an idolater or a witch or a wizard or a fornicator or a murderer or a person who worships Satan need deliverance from demons. Yes, and most of the time it's true. But it is not true, all the truth. But normal people who are not involved in any of these things can have demons. They can be demonized. Mind you, I did not say they can be possessed. If they are really born again, truly born again, they are passed from death to life and from darkness to light. They're a child of God, then they are possessed by Jesus Christ. If anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, they are none of it. That's right. You cannot be owned by two persons. But there is an area in the structure of man, spirit, soul, and body. God dwells in the spirit, but the soul and the body is there, mighty. Thus, we got to take care of ourselves with the power and the help of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. The demon can come and live in the soul or in the body anywhere. See, people don't know this. And they don't talk about it. What? Talk about God. Yes, but we don't talk about the enemy. How are we going to fight against it? The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. If you don't know the enemy, where are you going to strike and how he's going to strike and where is he and all that, how are you going to be victorious over the enemy? The enemy has already had you. That's it. You are in his camp. And some pastors and some other churches, you know what they believe? Oh, well, these things gone with Jesus, you know. When they talk like that, I just look at their faces. I wonder who is talking through them. Look at their eyes and see how they talk. Wow. You may be listening to directly to a demon through a person. Then a man would not know what it is. Yeah, Peter said, it's our duty. We won't allow you to go to Jerusalem. Jesus, wow. No. You shouldn't go there. They're going to kill you. And Jesus now turned around and rebuked Peter. Get thee behind me, what? Satan. I don't say whether Satan was inside Peter, neither Peter was possessed or anything like that. He was under the influence of a demonic spirit. Now, so people say that, well, in civilized countries, you don't need it and all that, you know. How many need healing in the present day church? They have estimated about 80%. James is asking, is there anyone sick among you? That means there shouldn't be. There shouldn't be. Is there anyone sick? Okay, call for the elders. But they have estimated, calculated, you know, somehow they take a statistics. About 80% of Christians, they need healing. And people who are involved in deliverance, their estimate is more than 80% need deliverance from evil spirits. Oh yes, such amount. They need deliverance from evil spirit. Now, Jesus was accused of being aligned with Satan. Matthew 12:27. They accused him in that day that he was joining with Satan and then doing this ministry. Matthew 12:27. Listen prayerfully. This is information the Holy Spirit has written for the church. Saints of God, without getting a revelation knowledge, we cannot do this final hour evangelism. Are you there? If I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. Go back to verse 24. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow, that's Jesus, does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. How would you like that? If you go on casting out devils from demons from people, I would be surprised if you get that name. They call me the same name. The Roman Catholic Church gave me the name that he's casting out devils by Beelzebub. They preached on the pulpit. But I said, I thank God. Because when you follow Jesus, you might get this name. Praise God. Okay, so he was accused of having alignment with Satan. So Jesus asked, if I do it by Satan, what about your children? So that means there has been some exorcism or casting out demons at that time. The children of those Jews. So Jesus asked, what about your children? In whom name do they cast out? They are your witnesses, he says. They shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come to you. Amen. Now, this ministry of Jesus, the casting out of demons, listen very carefully, exposes the two submerged kingdoms. That is the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. Casting out of demons exposes these two kingdoms. In one way, it is more or less kind of submerged under the surface, even until the time of Jesus. But when Jesus came with this rebuking publicly, doing this ministry, people saw, oh, the kingdom of God, the power of God, that attracted their attention. And immediately his fame went everywhere. So when Jesus was involved in this ministry, Jesus is saying in verse 26, Matthew 12, 26, if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? So Jesus is telling you what? That Satan has a kingdom. Are you there? Satan has a kingdom, and his kingdom is well secured. And his kingdom is not divided. Listen to everything that I say. His kingdom is secured. His kingdom is not divided. Jesus says he has a kingdom. He says, if Satan casts out Satan, how will this kingdom will stand? You see? How then has your kingdom stand? He will be soon divided. That's what Jesus is bringing the point here. You see? And Jesus said, if I come amongst you, manifesting my authority and causing these evil spirits to come out of people, then know that the kingdom of God has come upon you. Brothers and sisters, there is a very important point here in this passage. In this particular ministry of casting out demons, more than in any other ministry, there is clear, open clash, confrontation between the two kingdoms, the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of God. Is an open clash. When evil spirits are commanded to come out of people in the name of Jesus, these two kingdoms come to the open and people watch. Not in the healing ministry, not in any other ministry, but casting out demons, because you are attacking directly the kingdom of the devil. If you don't say amen correctly, let me say it. Don't say it because of me. You lose the power of the anointing to release out of your spirit. I'm telling you, there is something happens when you agree and say, yes, you release that anointing out of your spirit. Why? Because you say with the Holy Spirit, yes, this is your inheritance. This is why you have called. This is why you are living. This is why God has called you and me in such a time as this. Every child of God, listen. Every children, listen. Listen. God has called you. You have an assignment. God has anointed you. And you're very special. Don't leave this world without releasing that anointing and finishing that ministry. Hallelujah. All right. There's an open clash between the two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. That is why Satan attacks those who are in this ministry with full force. That is why Satan hides this ministry. That's why people immediately they react to it. Oh no, we don't want these things. We want peace. We want our normal service. Oh, is everything disturbing, But Jesus went everywhere to the synagogue and he did this and disturbed all their services. You want to follow man, you follow. But those of you who want to follow Jesus, follow Jesus. It's all right to upset the devil. I said it's all right to upset all the religious demons in the church. Upset them. Say, Holy Spirit is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord over here. No place, you devil. No place for the devil in the church. Hallelujah. You come and they shout like they walk up and down and they speak in tongues. Let's see what's going to happen. I tell you, the religious spirits are going to, I'm telling you, they are going to get stirred. Either they submit and get delivered, otherwise they're going to grumble. Man, I tell you. So may the Lord ignite your spirit as you hear these words. So there is the clash between the two kingdoms when this ministry, when you go on with this ministry of casting out demons. So this deliverance ministry of Jesus is the one that brought two kingdoms, namely the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God, to the open clash between the two so that everybody can see it. Now in the Old Testament, these two kingdoms, Satan's kingdom and God's kingdom, they were there. But to some measure, it was submerged below the surface. But it was the ministry of Jesus, specifically the ministry of casting out evil spirits, that brought the reality of each of these two kingdoms right out into the open, where everybody can see it, exposing Satan to the open public defeat. Now you can understand why Satan incites people in the church or pastors or elders to do this kind of ministry in a private room. Because Satan is from the kingdom of darkness. He wants to hide. Amen. Oh no, don't show me. Because if my workers, demons come out and they pronounce the name of Jesus, they are going to cry, my workers. So Satan wants to hide the demons as much as possible. Do it in a room. That's right. Because kingdom of God is light. The kingdom of the devil is darkness. That's why God exposes to the light. So that people will see the power of the exalted name of the Son of the living God, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So when this ministry comes in the open, people who watched them, they saw Satan was real. He had evil spirits to work under him. The power of God was real. And the power of God was much, much greater than power of Satan. All these things people witnessed. That's why people ran everywhere when Jesus was there. They took people and ran behind him. And it was his normal duty to preach and to cast out demons. To preach and to cast out demons. Preach and cast out demons. Everywhere he went, he did that. But the church has missed out, brothers. That's why the problem. That's why hardly anybody finds out their calling. They don't know their gifting. All what they have is a Sunday service. Pay the offering, tithes. Just do like this, a bit shake a body, a bit like this. and then go home. Devil is not going to get mad when you do this. Is it? Is he going to get mad? No. Oh, I pray that the Holy Spirit will ignite some of you. Oh, that you will really punch the devil right on the nose. Hallelujah. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And you have been commanded by Jesus. It's a command. He said, go and cast out devil. Why are you waiting? Hallelujah. Okay. Now, Jesus never sent anyone into the mission field. He sent no one into the ministry of evangelism without commissioning them to cast out demons. And so he equipped them. It is unscriptural. Listen carefully. I don't know whether you have your exhorters or MAP or BD or DD or whatever 50 years experience. It is unscriptural to send anybody out in the mission field or to evangelism without giving them authority, without teaching them how to face demons. Don't do it. Because Jesus never sent anybody. No one, not one. He never sent anyone. He gave them authority and he taught them. Matthew 10:1. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 1. And when he had called unto his 12, the disciples, he gave them power against what? Unclean spirits. Can you see that? You know, he never gave them any certificates and they said, well, you know, you must learn how to pray nicely and you must live a pure life. Yeah, that all that is true. But then, number one, he said, I give you authority over all the unclean spirit. Because there's the enemy out there, man. Power of unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease. Power to over unclean spirit to cast them out. Mark chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. Mark chapter 3. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence here, Lord. Thank you. Mark chapter 3 verse 14 and 15. It's all these different people, though they wrote these gospels in different times. The Holy Spirit has emphasized again and again. You know, can you see this? And he ordained the 12 that they should be with him, that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to what? Cast out devils. The King James says devils, but the correct translation is what? Evil spirits or demons or unclean spirits. Can you see that? Lucy, can you see that? He said, Sim, you have to go to the Bible college to study this. In fact, you've got to go to the Bible college to lose your faith sometimes. And then you come back with your certificates with a big head. And you can't even move now. Say hallelujah. Aye. Be like that man on the street. He saw Jesus casting out. He said, if Jesus can do it, I can do it. He went to, come out, you devil. And John saw that, he got jealous. And he said, Lord, we saw this guy. And Jesus said, don't trouble him. Don't do anything. Let him. All right. So Jesus never sent anybody into the mission field. Now, compare John 14:12. Oh Lord, make these people mighty warriors. Oh, hallelujah. Give them an anointing to war. John 14:12. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe in Jesus?
Yes.
Okay. The works that I do shall he do also. The greater works than these shall he do, because I go to be with my Father. Leave the greater works. At least we will do the works that he did. Hello? You just leave the greater works for the moment, right? He said you will do greater works.
But at least the works of Jesus. He has given you, after all, to every person, the PhD degree in the kingdom of God. You have a PhD, you know that? Preaching, healing, and deliverance in the kingdom of God. Amen. What is your qualification? Say, Peter, you can't say, have a PhD. Well, who gave you that? Jesus. Amen. Preaching, healing, and deliverance in the kingdom of God. That's all I have. My certificate is in heaven. That's right. That's right. Amen. Man, we're having something today here. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, we worship and we adore thee. We recognize your presence. Without you, this word is dead. You are the one who gives life for us. Speak to us through the word. Okay, now, Jesus said, when you go out preaching, don't just preach. Demonstrate it. Let the signs follow. Don't just preach the gospel and come back. Demonstrate. He commanded them. That's right. Paul said that my preaching was not in the persuasive words of man's wisdom, but it was in the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. When you give the word, the Lord must demonstrate. Because it is his word. You check it, brother. You test it. Come on. Don't just, you look at this as a religious book. It's going to be a religious book. Check it out. What God said is true or not. Now, Matthew chapter 1. Let's go back to that. And then I'm going to show you how he said demonstrate it. Chapter 10. Yes. And chapter 10 verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth, I just left out the names, and commanded them. There you go. He did not tell them a suggestion. He did not say, well, I suggest, this is what I wish. No. He commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of Samaritans enter you not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, number one. Cleanse the lepers, number two. Raise the dead, number three. Cast out demons, number four. Freely you received, freely you give. Do it, Jesus said. He said that, do it, I command you, do it.
Here the church is, well, what are we doing with the sick? We feel sorry for the sick, run away from the lepers, bury the dead, run from the devils. That's what the present day church is. Oh, don't speak about the devils. We people get scared. They get frightened, you know. Oh, don't talk about curses. Oh, please. They won't be able to sleep. You people are laughing. I permit you. But then many places it is not permitted. It is not. Why? Already the infiltration of the demonic spirits are within the church, so they don't want this teaching. But God, in his mercy, he said, I will restore all things. He's bringing all these things back into the church. But those churches which are ready and prepared for the visitation, they will receive it. They will receive, not others. Not others. Those people who prepared, they were waiting for the coming of the Messiah. They received him. Others lost it. Same way. Those people who are hungry for the word, hungry for God's kingdom and things, they are following the Holy Spirit. Others are missing this invisible person who has come and taken the place of Jesus. The same way the people did not know Jesus. Today, many churches do not know the one who stands amongst them. Who is that? The Holy Spirit. That's why it's dodo dead. Most of the time. Dead. Okay. I know that there's not many of you are receiving, but that's okay. But that's normal. That is normal. Okay. Luke chapter 10, 1. Because when Jesus spoke also, not all of them received, did they? No.
Luke 10, verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed the 70 also. Now he's choosing another 70 people for the ministry. Out of the 12, another 70. Jesus wanted a team. Would you like to be one of that?
Yes.
My goodness, that's why you have come in such a time as this to Canada. Not to just wallow around all these malls and just, you know, yeah. People don't know what to do at home. You know, they just go and spend their whole day at malls, eating and looking at other people. When they come and they get all the demons inside, then they come back home. Yes? Yeah. You know, sometimes they wonder, well, what are they doing here? Now, Luke chapter 10, verse 1. And 71, he sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither himself would come. Two by two he sent them. He didn't send, he sent them by one by one. Two by two. In case the devil tries to be mad with one person, knocks him down, the other can carry.
Yeah.
All right. It's just so fun. Let's go to the verse 17. Now when these people went away from Jesus, now let's say Dulcie and Joy going together, Evadne and Elna going together, Peter and Paul. Oh, look at that, Peter and Paul. They're going together. And they go, and they're coming now after the ministry. After what? After the ministry. And they come back, see what kind of news they bring. Verse 17. What did they come and say? The 70 returned again with joy and said, we had so much of Kentucky and chicken. People blessed us with food. No, they came with joy saying, Lord, even the devil, the demons are subject to us in that name. What was the first sign? Cast out the demons. When they went and prayed for people, preached the word, and the demons came out and they said, come out in the name of Jesus. You have the power. You have that anointing. You have been called for that. Why are you keeping your voice? Speak against the devil. Speak the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Don't reserve your voice until you go to heaven. Speak it out. So they came and said, wow, Lord, that's the first thing. Like children, they came to the Father, Jesus, and they said, you know, we just commanded in your name and the demons came out of people. That was the first sign. And you know, that's what Jesus asked them to do. All right, so Jesus never sent anybody into the mission field without teaching them and how to deal with evil spirits and giving them authority to deal with them. This should be the normal. This should be the scriptural method to send anybody into the mission field or into any evangelism, whatever, or even to take up any prayer meeting. Without going, you can't cast out one small demon. You are trying to.
Go ahead, Pastor.
No, you don't know when they will show up. And you should know. You should know. You see? All right. Now, Jesus encouraged those who were delivered from demons to testify of their deliverance. How they got delivered. And people of the time, of Jesus' time, they were not ashamed to tell others, I got delivered from demonic spirits. Woo! But look what's happening now. Other people like that today, you tell them, brother, did you tell them that how you got delivered? No. What are they going to think of me that I had Satan and spirits? No! Don't tell it! And they protect their reputation. What a difference from those people and today's church. It is very unscriptural and it's dangerous. I'm going to show you. Now, go with me to Mark chapter 5. You see, these things are not taught.
And they would say, probably the pastor will say, oh no, brother, don't say that she got delivered from evil spirits. You know, anybody hears it and she'll be embarrassed. Jesus never said embarrassed. That's right. You exalt his name by telling everybody, the Lord set me free from so many spirits. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it is good for you, and I'll show you. I'm not finished yet. Now, 5:18. And when he was come into the ship, he that has been demon possessed with devil prayed that he might be with him. You know the story of this the demon possessed this person who was completely mostly taken over by demons. He had many legions in them, right? And he came and fell down. You know the story, the whole story. He was living in the a deserted place, probably in a cemetery where there is near the beach, and tied up with chains, cutting his body and all that. So now, when this man got delivered, the people of that area, Gadara, they came and asked Jesus to leave. Can you see that, brother? People don't want to face this kind of ministry. It existed even at that time. They said, Jesus, please leave. Some people say, well, they must have got worried about they're losing so much of swines, the pigs. And that's why they said, no, we don't want to lose anything anymore, so you better leave. No, that's not the reason. They got really frightened. It was something new. It was something shocking. This man was upset, and he was a mental wreck, and he was so dangerous. Now he is in his right mind. These Jews came and they looked at him, and he was in his right mind, and these people got mad. You didn't get it. They got mad to see that man in the right mind. They should have been happy, that's right. And so they asked Jesus to leave. Can you see how Satan opposes? And what did Jesus do? He left immediately. Never stay in the place where you are not wanted. Never stay in a church where you are not wanted. Never stay in a ministry where you are not wanted. Go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated. Don't just finish up your life just staying there grumbling and having another church behind. Isn't that right? Okay, now, notice, let me finish that reading, verse 19. Now, this man begged Jesus and said, Jesus, I want to stay with you, please. I want to do ministry with you. He got free. So the natural thing is, he said, Jesus, I want to come with you. I want to be with you, Lord. And what did Jesus say? He said, no. Look at that. However, Jesus suffered him not, but said unto him, go home to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and had compassion on you. And he departed and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. All were surprised. He went and told everybody his testimony, how he got delivered, right? How he was tied up. He was there day and night in tombs, and he was crying, he was cutting. Probably he had marks. He showed there his marks in his body, and so many years. And then he said, Jesus, this man came and delivered me. And everybody was shocked to hear that message. Now watch this. That was Jesus' command. Jesus did not tell him, shh, don't go and tell anyone. In fact, he told one leper, don't go and tell. Isn't it? Because that was, you know, he'd go and tell everybody, those Pharisees, those real, you know, those mad guys. They will try to stop him from all his other ministry. So, yeah, certain times he said, don't say. But here he said, go, watch. He said, go and tell everyone. Brothers and sisters, if anybody gets delivered from any demonic spirit, even if you do not know, and if the evangelist or anybody, the pastor says, you got delivered, you had deliverance, you had better go and tell everyone. Because there is a spiritual truth that lies there. That's why Jesus said he never permitted him. It was so protective and good for him to stay with Jesus. It was good for him. But Jesus never permitted that. And he said, go and tell everyone. And he departed. You know, now watch this, what I'm going to say.
There was nothing to be hushed up about the deliverance. Today people are different, that they are so proud and they will not testify. They believe if they go and say what people will think of them. Ooh, this sister had evil spirits. You know that sister, that Sunday morning, he had evil spirits. Stay away from her. Don't sit and talk with her. That's the present day church. It is so sad. That's why no one get delivered today. They go and yak, and talk about that person. But Jesus never told that man to conceal the deliverance. This is scriptural, what I am talking to you. Tell it everyone. But the power of God came inside of you and it delivered you from the hands of the devil. That's the ministry, brother. We have to get back to the book and the blueprint and follow Jesus and follow the early church, and that will be enough for us. You don't have to get a DD or BD, whatever. BD is Bachelor of Divinity, is it? I don't know. I don't know any of these things. Oh well. You see, today's people, they don't want to testify. They feel that it goes against their reputation. People who are ashamed to do testify, listen carefully. Those people who think, oh well, if I say this, well, maybe that nobody will date with me. Why? Maybe I won't be put in any ministry. Well, he had some spirits we heard through his mouth. And she said, I had 5 demons. Oh, dear Lord, don't know where everything has gone. Maybe the final one is still there. And you know, so they don't want to testify, right? So, and people who are ashamed to testify, watch this. Most of the time, they come back where they started, in fact, worse. Yes. I have seen this in my own experience in this ministry. Backwards. You know what they go and talk? Who said that I have evil spirits? Yeah, they prayed for me. Now I'm a little bit better. Who said that? No, I never had any evil spirits. You know, they try to defend on all that. So they say that I did not. In fact, they say, you know what? I didn't need deliverance. And God says, okay, I will put you back where you were before. You said I don't need it, so you had better get it. And those demons come back to them. Listen carefully. That's right. The return of the magnificent seven. That's right. They come back. Don't play with God. Jesus is good, but he won't play games with people. He's good always, but his goodness calls for action. Yes. You go in there and say, well, hey, you know, there's nothing but, yeah, I'm better than before, I'm okay. But I don't think there were evil spirits and all that, you know. Next thing that you see that night, it'll come back. They deserve it. And God says, okay. I will see to it now. What are you going to say now? It had happened many times. I see it. And they had to come and confess it. Yeah. God is perfectly entitled to do that. Luke chapter 8 verse 1 to 3. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you. Luke chapter 8, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits, healed of what? Evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene. Now one name is only mentioned here, but watch, certain women, it says, plural. Are you there? Plural. So that means more than Mary Magdalene, many were healed, delivered from evil spirits. Those people joined with Jesus and did the ministry. Now, these people, what did they do? Now Mary Magdalene, out of whom went seven devils. How many demon spirits Mary Magdalene had?
Seven.
My goodness, you go and tell today, so and so sister Teresa had two demons. You will see the repercussion. Now, all right, I'm out of the church. I'm not coming anymore. Get my membership of this church. Why? Somebody said that I had two demon spirits. So what? You got delivered after all. Oh, goodness me. Put your name over there. I think you will find fault with God. Lord, don't put my name over there with seven demons there. 2,000 years, they are going to read my name. See, have you ever asked yourself who supported Jesus' ministry? The money came from partly the women who got delivered from demons. I say that again. The money came to Jesus partly from those women who got delivered from demon spirits. They supported his ministry, brother. Oh, yes. You read that. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. So you see? Can you see? They sold their possessions and they gave money and all that Jesus and went in his ministry. If ministry needs money. That's another topic anyway. I'm not going to worry. And they were not ashamed of it. These women were not ashamed of it. You see, Mark 16:9. Sister Mary Magdalene, that beautiful sister from Church of God, no, from the early church, was introduced to the church having seven demons. How about that? No, you didn't get it. You didn't get it. Mark 16:9. I think only Paul got it. Mark 16:9. Watch this. Now when Jesus was risen after the resurrection, early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. Who wrote that scripture there, brother? The Holy Spirit. Thank God for that. See how this sister is being introduced. Oh, pastor, you know, while finishing the book, Mr. Mark, you shouldn't have put that there. Just you should have said Mary Magdalene, who is known to everyone. Maybe she had some sort of some kind of deliverance. No, man. The Holy Spirit mentions seven demon spirits. Can you see that? Why can't the church follow this now? Brother, don't. We are living in the 20th century. We need to be nice, kind. Don't embarrass people. Not with me, brother. I'll turn you off from your chair. You get up and run from the church, or you just take down the scriptures and study for yourself. Don't just sit there and then sleep. Join with me and then punching the devil. You see, I tell people, if you are coming for the Bible study at any time, if you are not receiving, if you are not getting any light, if the devil is speaking through me, don't come. Don't come. Go to a place where you can receive. Why do you want to come and just say, oh yeah, oh, you are so dead. Why you come and say? But if you come, you are receiving and you are growing. Go home, search the scriptures and study for yourself before you go. Oh Lord, how would teach me? That, the Holy Spirit is watching that. Then you will grow. Then you will come to the point of your ministry. Okay, finally. Jesus commanded the church to teach everything he has commanded them. Shirley, can you come over here? Jesus commanded the church to teach everything he commanded them and to observe those things to put them in action. Right? Now, Matthew 28 chapter. Matthew 28. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 28, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Thank God for that. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Lo, I am with you always unto the end of the world. Teach teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you. Everything that I have commanded you. I'm going to show you certain things that he commanded. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them saying, go into the way of the Gentiles and into the city of Samaritans, enter you not, but go to the lost sheep. You know what it is. Preach the kingdom of God, and heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, and cast out devils. So the church has to teach these things and see that the believers observe these things. All the time they teach us, love. Love is not going to cast out the devil. You go in the demonized person and say, oh, I love you, you know. Can't you see that person is going to give a real punch on your face? Love is there. But then you got to do, you observe whatever that he has commanded us to do. The devil is not going just by smiling. No, you got to kick the devil out. Unless you kick him out, he not going, brother. See, the Great Commission, Mark chapter 16, verse 15. That's right. Oh, hallelujah. I believe the brother will say in the same anointing and not get spoiled over here by this. Oh, dear. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. To every what? Creature. He that believes in me and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Jesus was so sweet to say that at the end, you know. The people won't like to say that. If you believe, you will be saved, and they won't say the other part. Yeah. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Do you believe? Okay, I'm going to, the signs will follow. It will not run forward. It will follow you. Now watch this. The first sign, what is it? In my name, they shall cast out demons. Have you checked that sign? If you are a believer, have you checked it? Is it following you or the devil is following you? Somebody says it's a fair answer. You got to think about it. That's right. That's a very, very intelligible answer. The first sign, brother. Number one, the Holy Spirit knows what to put what. He did not put that as a fourth sign or the third sign or the fifth sign. No. They shall cast out demons. If you are a believer. Somebody say somebody is having problem with some demonic spirit. They're having some nightmares and all that. They come and say, Brother Eric, would you please come and then pray? You've got to fold your arms, sleeves. Okay, take me to that place. Hallelujah. You go and speak in Dankarabal Sholaba Hatia. That's why you've been called. Oh, I sense the anointing, man, I tell you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, preach the gospel to every creature. The signs shall follow. The first instruction, the first sign, they shall cast out demons in my name. Oh, church, when are we going to rise up and turn Scarborough upside down and turn it into Scarborough? Wow, here they come. My, don't. No. We don't want those people to come and pray for us. Yeah, that's right. Did not the early church was famous to know that they saw them and they said, here they come, those people who turn the world upside down. Why? The world is already downside up. So you got to turn it the other way. And what are we going to do with this great anointing? The Holy Spirit is within you. Yes, oh no, the Spirit of God came within me just to give me just a hulala, just a little bit goosebumps, and I feel nice. How are you, brother? Oh, I'm good. It does not say the ladies will cast out, or the men will cast out, or the evangelists will cast out those who believe in me. Believe this, brothers. People who have not gone to school in our church in Sri Lanka, they have not gone to school. They are like some of these people here, garbage collectors. I am not undermining them. I teach these things. I have watched. They go and pray, and the demons come out. And all what they know is the power of the name of Jesus. Yeah, simple faith. And God honors it. You can do it. You can do it. Get into the word. Meditate the word. Speak the word. Go all the time. Speak. Join with those people who are on fire for God. Don't go and sit and talk with rubbish people. There are some Christians who are dead like dodo birds. Yes, sir. But when they come to the church, you want to, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeah! Glory! I turn and look at these people. Where did this voice come from? Uh-huh. They are never cited in the prayer meeting or the Bible study. Hallelujah! It must be Lucifer. Or maybe, I don't know. But be real. Amen. Be real. Amen. I am not trying to pull down any curb. Certain way, yes, because you, without pulling down, you can't build. Amen. You know, be real. It is your time. God has kept you and me alive for a purpose. Amen. You are protected in everywhere you go on the streets for a purpose. Amen. Man, if the Lord takes away his hand, the devil will kill you and me tonight. So release your anointing. Amen. Are you ready to worship the Lord? Amen. Come on, stand on your feet now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God.